The mobile bus will go around the whole area, Mackled and Anglesey and Lon. And I think the important thing is it's where the people are that cannot get to the town libraries. They go particularly down to the sheltered housing, for example, Coolroy. And I know they take books to people in their own homes. I think it's the most vulnerable people, really, that we'd be fighting for, I suppose. It's the value of that library, as well as the family library side of it, which we know in Douglas has a lot of young families coming to use it. But the library bus is the one that we've contributed to financially from our rates in the past.
What will the commissioners be doing to support the mobile library? Obviously, because it seems like it's such a vital thing for your residents. Is there anything you guys can do?
Well, all we can do is continue to offer some financial support and to make this known. I think they are doing a good job themselves. I mean, I joined the library. So when I was there last Friday, the staff gave me a leaflet and it says about how they're closing on the 18th of July and how we can help. Contact your MHK, donate, spread the word. And I think that's the worry, really, because we've debated at the commissioners' meeting tonight and it's been in Tynwald, and there's news around there are people going to be stepping up, or charities or whoever, but it's not clear at all. It's the service users for people who are relying, and I think books can be a lifeline to people. It's what they love. It's such a shame, really, if this is a service that isn't continued for the whole island, not just for Garth.
How well used is it in Garth? And do you see many people out and about using it yourself?
I don't actually know how many people use it in Garth. I know other people use it when it comes, the library bus comes to Glenmona, because I see different people. You've got all about 20 minutes to get on and use your books and get off before they go off somewhere else. And I know they go to the sheltered housing at Coolroy. I mean, how can you put a value on that? I mean, when I go, I know I meet other people on the bus that you chat to. I mean, this is a rural service. If it's going out to Andrea's and Jerby and all these places, there will be people meeting each other and chatting on the bus. And the same as when they bring the library books to people in the nursing homes, in the residential homes, and into their own homes. It's a very personal service. It's hard to put money on that.